I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you drivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about the Rum Rebellion.
Yes.
I don't know why I had it in my head so solidly that we had talked about this before. And I even looked through, like, I did a search for the words Rum Rebellion in my giant folder of old scripts for the show, trying to be like, did we just mention it in passing in one of our other related to Australia episodes? Like, maybe the Catalpa Mutiny or maybe the Lady Juliana, like, either of the, no. Seems like not.
Is there any chance your brain is subbing it in for Whiskey Rebellion since it's a spirit-related incident?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. This is definitely one of the more ridiculous coups we've talked about. Maybe the most ridiculous coup, because most of the coups that we have talked about on the show have been just horrifying and violent. And this has, you know, horrifying context. We're talking about a prison colony in Australia.
Yeah.
But the actual circumstances of the rebellion really seem to be, Bly did not go to Australia to make friends. And there were people there who had some really strong personalities already. And the actual coup itself was minimally violent. There was only one person that got hurt. And then, you know, although Bly and his daughter were kept on house arrest, they were also on house arrest in what was effectively the governor's mansion.
Right.
So on the spectrum of coups, it's like on the goofier, less violent end of the coup
spectrum. It's less harrowing than many that we've talked about.
Yeah.
It also is, I think, because so much of it boils down to kind of petty bickering that gets out of control because of egos.
Mm-hmm.
It just lends itself to a more jocular tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. He really liked rules. I mean, it's kind of a sitcom, right? Like, he really liked rules, but had a temper.
He's like the boss that wants to fix a very jumbled and messed up situation, but doesn't know how to do it in terms of interpersonal communications. So they just swoop in and like erase all that has gone before to institute new things, which never, ever works.
No. I also, I was kind of fascinated by the descriptions of his sort of harangues that he would assault people with the torrent of insults. And I wish I had written down or bookmarked one of the things that it just sort of described what these were like. And they just in some ways just seemed like random, almost nonsensical torrents of insults that were really demoralizing to the people who were hearing them, in part because they didn't make sense and they didn't fit with the way people thought that officers should be disciplining anybody.
Right. Oh, humans and their peccadilloes.
Yeah. If you look at pictures of William Bly, he also doesn't look like you might imagine if your familiarity with him is like fictional depictions of the mutiny on the Bounty, where he's kind of this red-faced screaming tyrant.
Right.
He looks like a very pale person who somehow has managed to stay in the shade his whole life in spite of being the captain of a ship and then living in Australia.
Maybe he always had a really lovely umbrella or parasol.
Maybe so.
I have been thinking a lot about stills as of late because I have been, you know, studying how various spirits get made. And there's part of me that just wants to go like, you guys, it's not that hard. You could have made more.
Well, and that was part of the thing was stills had been outlawed. And so they weren't supposed to have stills at all.
Right.
But, you know, there's a whole long tradition of the same classes of people who were transported to Australia also knowing how to keep their still secret.
Mm-hmm.
So
they probably had something there that would have worked as a base grain to start the whole process. I don't know if sugar cane grows there. No. But you can make lots of other spirits with other grains, many of which would have been known to anybody that came from England. So
I'm
a little surprised.
Well, and we know that we had previously talked about people having IOUs that used wheat as currency.
Right.
So I'm just imagining a whole now very complicated monetary system for the colony of New South Wales overlapping between wheat and alcohol.
Yes.
Oh. So anyway, now you know what's kind of weird connections my brain will go down in these kinds of episodes.
I love it. So, Tracy, this week we had as a guest the wonderful and very charming Jeremy Katz on the show, which was just so delightful to get to spend time with him and talk. I was so excited because it was kind of happening at the same time we were getting that episode ready that he got to talk about having picked up the Hebrew Bible that John Ossoff had been sworn in on.
Right.
And he mentioned that Bible had belonged to Rabbi Rothschild. I don't remember if we connected the dots really, that like he was a civil rights leader. He was the rabbi at the temple.
Right.
When it was bombed in 1958. So it is a really interesting piece of history for a number of reasons, and that they now get to have it in their collection and share it with people as this monumental, you know, prop sounds demeaning to it, but this item that's part of the props of the world stage of like these very vital moments in Jewish history in Atlanta. I don't know. It's just very cool. History is still alive.
Yeah.
We're making it all the time.
So I went to that museum once when I lived in Atlanta. I went there with my friend Aaron, and they have an exhibit that is like a history of the Jewish community in Atlanta through a set of, I think, 18 artifacts. There's a number of artifacts. Uh-huh. And then the temporary exhibit was on Maurice Sendak.
Yes.
And I loved it so much. The other thing I got really excited about when you told me you were doing this interview is I am so fascinated by these Images of America books that this book is part of. Like, anytime I walk into some random in the middle of nowhere place that has a gift shop, and the gift shop has an Images of America book that is about that specific place's history, I'm just deeply fascinated by. I have one of them on my desk right now, which is about a place called Breakheart Reservation, which today is like a park with lots of walking trails and a playground and hiking and that kind of thing, having the whole history of it. And as soon as you told me that, I was like, I'm incredibly just like, I want to know, number one, like I have this imagined world of like how it becomes, how these books come into existence in so many places. And then anytime I see one, I just want to look through it and take it home. I would have a whole library of just Images of America books,
yeah,
by random places.
They're really, really good. And I was glad that Jeremy shared with us kind of the process of how that came to be a thing. And you know, he, of course, kind of had a similar project in mind already, so he was a little ahead of the game. But
yeah,
I mean, it's one of those things too, right? I have lived in Atlanta for a long time now, like 30 years. And just flipping through it, you know, is an interesting walk, not quite down memory lane, because many of these things certainly predated my time here. But you see the things that continue to persist as part of Atlanta culture.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really kind of struck me, it does not exist any longer. It has been absorbed by a larger conglomerate. But Rich's department store for the very longest time,
yeah,
was like,
yeah,
an icon of Atlanta culture.
Yeah.
And I worked in a Rich's for years. I worked in the salons there.
Yeah.
And so to see pictures of the original Rich's,
yeah,
it just did something to my heart. It's so wonderful.
One of the other like previous temporary exhibits at the museum, like, was a history of Rich's, which I thought was really cool. Like, I didn't personally see that one, but I thought it was really cool.
It's very, very cool. Yeah, you do sort of realize how much Atlanta has been shaped by its Jewish community in ways that we don't always appreciate. So I was really happy to have him on with us. We also made a deal after we finished recording that once we are both vaccinated, I'm going to go visit the Bremen and he's going to give me a tour, which
that's,
I always
so
love a little
exciting
private tour of a museum.
Oh, so that's exciting.
That's like my dream scenario. So
yeah,
we are going to go do that, and hopefully he'll let me take him to lunch or something. But I hope people, I mean, like you, I love these books. I just think visually they offer such an easy entry point to history, and in ways that they're all also always so well written, even though there's limited text space.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whoever edits them to be concise, but also really clear and very good at conveying, you know, really the importance and the significance of what you're seeing is, mm-hmm, doing an A+ mm-hmm job. Whoever the editors are on this series, kudos you.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are and run into these, I highly recommend them. And again, I'm just super grateful I had that conversation.
Yeah.
We hope that whatever the weekend has in store for you, that it is delightful and enjoyable, and that you have as good a time as possible. And we will see you right back here, starting tomorrow with a classic and then next week with new episodes.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.